This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you for joining me here at Auto World today. We've got another hour of the nuts and the bolts of the real story. That's right. I'm sitting live in the Auto World Plaza, live in Boise, Idaho, in the Greasy Garage Studio. It's good to be along with you, having you join me every week. That's right. Since 1992, Auto World's been around. It's a pleasure to be here with you and to share with you the goods, the bads, and the uglies. And, of course, the smells and the noises and, well, everything that we have in our Auto World. And Auto World is part of your life. Thank you for making it that and spending every hour of your life with us. Yes, our email at Auto World is something that I ask you folks to deliver, and you can be in touch with me at all times and throughout the week, not only right here as we are live today on the behind the microphone on all our great Auto World affiliate radio stations, but throughout the week. You never know when your automobile, your Auto World could crash on you and you have a question. So, again, that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, to get a hold of me live, you can reach me on email right now. You can get a hold of me live at 855-660-4261. We got Axel Rod Alex. He's got his grease on those axles and those bearings are spinning. He's ready to answer your phone call at 855-660-4261. There's been a rash of wheel bearings, or today they're called hub bearings, going out on all of our automobiles. And that noise that you're getting in, or you have right now, is a dry growl sound. Grrr. And the faster you go, the louder it gets. I mean, just last week, and of course, just tomorrow, starting the week off, we're going to be here at the Greasy Garage Shop. I think I've got six out there to replace. Yeah, that's three vehicles worth hub bearings going out. Well, I think what's going on is the number of the Las Vegas part of it, and the Las Vegas part of it is the odometer. The numbers on the odometer, my friends, you're starting to see vehicles, because we're keeping them longer and longer and longer and longer. And the more that wheel and tire spins, the more that hub bearing's got to spin, because you got a hub bearing in the front and the back of your automobiles today. The wheel bearings that we used to grease right here in the greasy garage, not in the studio, because I didn't, you know, J.R. Jenner here does not want grease on the microphone. But we used to pack wheel bearings. We'd pull the wheel bearings, inner and outers, out of your automobiles, pull the seal out, throw the seal away, put a new seal in, but we'd have to put those wheel bearings in a packing machine, and or we'd do them by hand. Some of you probably nodding your head, yeah, I used to do them by hand, Mark. And you'd never even, back then, yours truly never did this. I never put a glove on, and so here I got grease in my hand, and here I am, you know, smearing that grease into that, pushing both my hands together with that bearing in one hand and putting grease up in that bearing. Today you don't have that. That job's long gone. So you have hub bearings going out. So if you have a dry growl sound and it's getting louder when you turn, you've got a hub bearing out. Let's get it replaced, because if the hub bearing does completely explode on you folks, if it's in the right side of your car or the left, it's goodbye to the tire. It's going to leave and say goodbye to your body. Your body, and also the car truck body. Hub bearings. A rash of them. Hey, do you remember the Cordoba? Yeah? Who made the Cordoba? That's a model of automobile. Who made the Cordoba? And do you know the year that they did make that and produce that Cordoba? What a name, the Cordoba. 855-660-4261. Who made the Cordoba? 855-660-4261, or you can reach us right there at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I do welcome Facebook, Facebook Messenger. Please do. You can hit me up there on the Messenger side, and some of you do, definitely, throughout the week. Thank you. And also go over, you can follow us on Facebook, and thank you for following us. We've maxed out at 5,000 friends, but please go ahead and friend us anyway and get you on the list. And if somebody drops out, whatever, we can get you in there, and you can follow along. But you can always follow us on Instagram, too. That address is Auto World Media. And again, the podcast, to go back to listen to the first, second, or third hour of Auto World every week, you can do that by just Googling Auto World Mark Evans. And feel welcome to click on all the information about me. I don't have a problem with that. It's all I've ever done for 47-plus years now is Auto World. Auto World Repair, Auto World Audio, Auto World TV, Auto World Everything. That's what it's about. That's what I've always done. So been around doing it, certified ASC, certified master technician, and that means, yes, I have actually worked on some Cordobas. My parents had a friend that had a Cordoba. I liked the car. I liked driving the car. It was fast. Oh, it was a two-door. Oh, that thing was fast. Anyway, today here in Auto World, Parkopedia? You've heard of Wikipedia. Have you heard of Parkopedia? Well, it's coming to you this hour of Auto World. And BMW, my friends, say do not drive older cars. Be done with them in the interest of safety. Huh? Yeah, it's coming to you here in a little bit. Also, we're going to go into the email bag. I have Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in the house. Eddie, yes. Fist bump. Thank you. He's got the email bag, and that email bag means that you send me emails throughout the week. Do please get that email bag full. I have quite a few to get in there, right, Eddie? Yeah, he says, yeah, you got to get one to one this hour for sure. So we will. I'll reach into the email bag this hour, and we'll pull one out. And the emails that are in the bag are all new to me. I have not read them. I have no clue. So it's called Stump the Chump. Hopefully you can stump me. I hope so. That email address again, folks. I love your live emails. And that. Thank you again for that. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And General Motors says, bring us your talent. We're going to talk a little bit about that, find out what that's all about. And again, let's get right to this, though. And that is that. The question of the week. It's not the question of the month. It's for this week on Auto World. Will your pickup truck reach more than 250,000 miles, or will even reach 250,000 miles? Well, guess what? Do you have a pickup truck? Well, you might be thinking about maybe buying a pickup truck, and maybe some of you, if your truck has reached 250,000 miles and more. You know the number here at Auto World. I want to hear about it. 855-660-4261. I want to hear your story. Is it a hand-me-down that's come from great-great-grandpa and, you know, grandpa and dad and, you know, now you have it? I would love to hear the story, and so would everybody else. What brand? How much rust? Is the left front fender kind of flapping in the wind? Let us know right here at Auto World. 855-660-4261. And please, don't forget, you can type up and send me a huge story about your truck. I'll share it with you, with everybody, on not only on the air, through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Send it to me through there if you'd like, and we'll put it on the website. Absolutely. But there's a new study out, and it says that your truck could possibly go to 250,000 miles. Yep. All of us are buying cars. All of us are buying SUVs and pickup trucks. And in fact, the SUVs and pickup trucks, the pickup truck is what's kept Ford alive. Ford is selling more F-150s than a truck, than anything else on their little menu there that they have in their restaurant. Life expectancy. You plan on it. You're leasing it. You're buying it. Okay. So, will it make it? Well, according to the new study conducted by IC Cars, approximately 11.8% of the vehicles will be able to see their odometer hit 250,000 miles in their lifetime. Now, the same study on the 2023 models were identified that are likely to reach and surpass this milestone. Now, the data, folks, it was compiled from the sales of over 260 million vehicles between the years 2012 and 2022. So it goes back quite a few years. 10 years. 260 vehicles on this to come up with this report. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, I've got for you some more percentage rates of what models makes, and maybe you own them. Oh, yeah, we're going down the list. The list is so long. In fact, there's 23 of them. Not all trucks, though. So stay tuned right here. To Auto World, I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along.
Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Well, the midnight deadline, find you on a rainy night, keep it.
sunny days coming. Well, if it rains a little bit, I'll just turn the wipers on. Got those Michelin wiper blades. It doesn't matter if that water and that rain hits that windshield. I've got the wipers on. No, Michelins. Michelin wiper blades, Michelin tires, and oh, we're going to be talking about that Michelin star coming up on the third hour. What's that all about here in the Auto World restaurant? Well, that's a little bit of a tease there for you. And coming up here, before we go right to the phone line here, we're going to go to the phone line. Parkopedia. Parkopedia. Wikipedia? No, Parkopedia. Huh? You're going to hear about that here in just a little bit. But before we do, we've got that trivia question out there. What and who made that Cordoba? What car manufacturer made a Cordoba? We've got Gary in Florida on the line. Thank you, Gary. Hey, welcome to Auto World, Gary. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. Thank you. I believe I have the answer, sir.
Good. Awesome. To the trivia? Yep.
Yes.
Go for it.
Are you ready? Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
I believe it was a Chrysler Cordoba.
A Chrysler Cordoba. Gary? You're right. Congratulations. Did you own a Chrysler Cordoba? Yeah.
No, my buddy in high school did, Wes.
Oh, wow. Those are awesome. Awesome automobiles. Little two-door 1979 Chrysler Cordoba. And you're down in Florida listening to us?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. 96.3.
Yeah.
96.3. Oh, okay. Yeah, in Ocala there, huh?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, awesome. Well, appreciate it. Do a shout-out to WOCA, AM 1370, also 96.3 FM. Now, Gary, are you driving a pickup truck, or do you have a pickup truck?
I'm driving a Toyota, Toyota Tacoma.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's I'm going to go down the list here with the trucks that will make it to 250,000 miles or over. Do you think yours will make it to 250,000 miles, or has it made it to 250,000?
Oh, Mark, I think it'll make it to 400,000.
Ooh, that's what I like to hear. Well, what kind of miles do you have on it?
It's a 2016 when they first changed the body style. I bought it. It's got 119,195.
Wow! And you're in it right now?
Yes, sir. And
awesome.
I've not done anything to it except put a battery in it since I bought it.
And you bought it new then?
Yes, sir.
119,000 miles. So you are actually tipping your hat to that model and that make then.
I was always a GMC guy when I was younger, but somebody told me to buy this truck, and I did, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Toyota Tacoma is number 7 on the list of being the chances by this survey. Yeah, 41.7%. They're saying that we'll make it to 250,000 or over. So, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, they like the Chrysler Cordoba, like that trivia question. Those are still around here in the Boise, Idaho area. Do you ever see any Chrysler Cordobas there in Florida?
I don't see any more, but I do remember Wes's car. It was very fast. Him and another buddy, my other buddy, had a Javelin, and those two were racing each other all the time with those cars.
Oh, my. And so, yeah, now the Cordoba was a luxury car back in the day, racing a hot rod Javelin then.
Yes.
What?
That was a hand-me-down from his mom and dad.
Oh, the Javelin was?
No, the Javelin was belonged to Jeff Hodson, but my buddy Wes, the car he had, the Cordoba, was a hand-me-down from his mom and dad.
Yeah, and it had, didn't it have a golden, the hood ornament was golden medallion?
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that beautiful? Yeah, yeah. I do remember that on my parents back in the day too, 50 plus years ago, that had that golden medallion. And I remember when I started my career working on cars and all, that gentleman, his name was Chet. I had to replace his hood ornament probably 3 times because people were stealing it. So,
collector's item, right?
Yeah. What was your first car?
My first car, you're going to laugh. It was a 1966 Chevy. It had a 283 engine and the Power Glide transmission. I could actually push start that automatic.
Wow. And yes. Now, wait a minute. Why were you push starting it, Gary? Bad battery?
Well, sometimes battery is good, bad. But that was a good little car. That thing lasted me all through high school. So, yeah.
Yeah, down in Florida area? Do you go to high school in Florida?
No, I'm from Indiana, Mark.
Indiana? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. We've got we're in a couple stations there in Indiana and sharing it with the folks right now. And you know, that's the thing, the times have changed. I mean, look at that. You didn't have any power steering, right? No air conditioning back then.
Correct.
Yeah, and today, what's the biggest reason, Gary, that you purchased the Toyota Tacoma?
Because my buddies told me I needed to buy that truck because it's very dependable and I wouldn't have to put a whole bunch of money into it, and that's why I bought it.
See,
but
there
I'm
it
happy
is.
Yeah,
and I've got to, we're going to talk a little bit, just so you know, that's the teaser this week here on Auto World, is the 2024 Tacoma is coming back with a vengeance in 2024. So, Gary, you're going to have to hang on to that wallet because they're bringing you another Toyota Tacoma to look at to purchase.
I'll check it out. Hopefully the body style's pretty awesome. I know this one is. I'm happy with it. I hope they keep them gas powered, though, brother. I don't want no electric. Yeah.
Well, I hear you, and just stay tuned here now, because I'll be talking about that here in a little bit, and also a little teaser here too on that 2024 Toyota Tacoma. Do you want it to be? You said you want it gas, but do you want a manual transmission available, or just stay with automatics?
Well, I like the transmission I have right now. It's either an automatic, or you can flip it and use it as a manual. Have both.
Sure.
Is that cool?
Sure. It is.
So I'm very happy with that. But I prefer a manual. But this is the
okay.
Best I could get.
Guess what, Gary? I bet you're going to be buying a 2024 Toyota Tacoma because they're stating and confirms it that they are going to offer it with a manual transmission.
Awesome. Far out.
Yeah. Awesome. You're going to get everything you want, I think. What? Well, stay tuned, Gary. Hey, thanks. Hey, hold on if you would, and Alex will get your address. I got a little awesome gift back for you, okay?
Hey, it's nice talking with you. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Drive safe, okay? We'll be right back, folks, with that list. Are they going to make it to 250,000 miles?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling on Congress to do its job so the White House won't have to consider emergency options to avoid default. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Yellen said, it's a responsibility of Congress to raise the debt ceiling. She called the 14th Amendment a constitutional crisis, referring to the amendment that would allow President Biden to continue issuing debt without raising the limit on borrowing. Seven are confirmed dead, several others injured after a driver slammed into a crowd of people today in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Police Lieutenant Martin Sandoval.
If it is intentional, there's certain laws that we have to follow, and there's certain rules, and more charges will be pending on him.
Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting as a 33-year-old Hispanic male. Eight people were killed, seven others wounded in the weekend mall shooting near Dallas. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
But the thing that looks so bad is I got a Galaxy 500. You get a friend with a pension of
Oh, 1973. Oh, that was the 70s. Yes, oh yes. Welcome back into the Auto World Plaza, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host, Greasy Garage Studio. Yes, well, your pickup truck has dominated the list of the longest-lasting vehicles. Now, who would ever thunk that? A pickup truck's got a pickup box on it. Don't you drop rocks and dirt and soil aid and all that weight in the thing? Now, how could they outdo these cars? Well, they have. The number one little survey came out, of course. That survey was brought to you by the IC folks, IC.com. Yeah, iccars.com. And they had, over the last 10 years, 260 million vehicles on that list getting tested. Pickup trucks won. Good or bad, they won, period. The number one, let's start off with number one and go on down the list here to give you an idea. Now, this might help you decide what brand, make, and model you might want to purchase. Because they're the longest lasting. Okay, number one, Ford F-350 Super Duty. Huh? That's right. The F-350. So, okay, is that because the F-350, the higher the numbers are behind the F, means that the bigger the truck. Oh, that really hauls a lot of weight and dirt. Means that you can really haul a lot. Yes, 49.1% of chances of lasting 250,000 miles in this survey. Number two is a Toyota Land Cruiser, 47.9%. Going down the list, number three is a Toyota Tundra. 47.9% on that. That, of course, matched the tied with the Toyota Land Cruiser. Toyota. Yes. Going on down the list, number five is back to the Ford F-250 Super Duty, 43.6%. Number six is the Honda Pilot, 42.7%. The chances it'll get to 250,000 miles plus. Number seven, Toyota Tacoma. 41.7%. I want to do a shout out there. Gary just called in from Ocala, Florida, our great Auto World affiliate station there with the Toyota Tacoma driving around with Gary driving it. Shout out goes out to WOCA AM 1370. And Gary was listening to us on the 96.3 FM in Ocala, Silver Springs Shores there, and of course Citrus Springs. Good to have you folks along. Number eight on the list is the GMC Sierra 2500 HD, 41.3% that it's going to make it to 250,000 miles or more. And number nine is right there with it, Chevrolet Silverado, the 2500 Chevrolet Silverado HD, 41.2%. So look at that. The GMC, their little professional, well, their motto is, we are professional grade. Well, they beat the Chevrolet. It's all General Motors. Come on. GMC and Chevrolet is General Motors, but they beat it by 1.1%. Number 10 on the list, the Toyota 4Runner, 41%. Going down the line is number 3 that's going to make it over to 250,000 miles or more is the Toyota Avalon, 33.1%. Now going on down the list, Chevrolet makes it again. Number 12 is Chevrolet Silverado 1500, 31%. This is going to make it to 250,000 miles. Number 13 is the Acura MDX, 29.2%. The Honda Elements, number 14 for our one time, our great listener and also charter member, Trey down there in, he's got he's got the other model, but the Honda Element, number 14, 27.8%. Number 15 is the Honda CR-V at 27.5%. And then, now number 16, Honda Accord. See, we're sliding down into the car section of it, see? So the upper list, the Honda Accord, by the way, is number 16. It's going to have a 27.1% chance of getting to 250,000 miles or more. And believe it or not, this made the list. The number 17, the Chevrolet Avalanche, that they do not make anymore, will go, it's 26.7. This goes on and on and on. Okay, so let me get down to number 23. The car that made it on the list is the Toyota Camry at 20.4% that it's going to get to 250,000 or more. Now, the study had nothing to do, folks, about how many owners of the vehicle. So think about that. How many owners are there? How many, when you buy that automobile, Gary bought his Toyota Tacoma there. It has a 2016 Toyota Tacoma. Gary said 119,000 on it now. He's the only thing he's done to it is I believe he said the battery. But anyway, it gets great. That'd be it. But how many owners have you, when you buy a vehicle, how many owners? Ask that. You need to know the DNA of the vehicle before you buy it. Ask them how many owners is before that. The Carfax really sometimes doesn't come through true to that because they do not have to report on Carfax at all times, okay? They just do not. So, and that includes the accidents, too. Body shops legally do not have to report all fender benders or any accidents at all, period. But that's it. There it is. The pickup trucks. Congratulations to all of you that have a pickup truck. That's you're going to go ahead and do this for me right here at Auto World. Thank you. And go drive all the way to 250,000 miles. Report back to me, please do. How many years it took you to get there? How many parts and pieces you had to replace? How much money did you spend to get there? Let's do it. Call me. 855-660-4261. Email's good at all times, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Follow me on Facebook, and thank you for following me. My address is my name, Mark Evans, and please do head over. Take a look at our Facebook page, Auto World Radio. I've got, there's a car in the ditch. Yep. What's this all about? Well, guess what? General Motors. They're ditching something. You might have thought it might have been the car that you saw in that ditch in our photo. No, General Motors is ditching support for the Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. No more. They're ditching it. Yep. Not going to be in their General Motors cars. Somebody didn't get the contract. Okay. So, what's this all about? Well, smartphone, as you folks know. General Motors. They built themselves a reputation about carrying more cars and trucks than all their cars and trucks, of course, had the Apple CarPlay and Android Auto than any other automaker. Literally, their cars, their make, their models had more Apple CarPlay, Android in there. Well, they're saying goodbye to it. they had a partnership with Google to design a new driver interface for the future vehicle lineup, and that's what's happening. So they're going to build, with partnerships with Google, a new interface that's going to make that new make and model that you're going to buy from General Motors better than Apple CarPlay, better than the old Android. The future lineup is going to be the interface will be in for the future, they state, and that, in fact, it's going to be easier to see, easier to operate. So many of you, I'm telling you, I just got off the phone this morning with someone that wanted me to help them, guide them through a navigation system on their nav, in their car, and it is very complicated. That's why they're getting rid of the Apple CarPlay and the old Android system. And Google, you know, we don't know yet, do we, until they actually have it in the cars, but we're going to find out, because they're going to bring it in 2024 and do it. So they're ditching it, and we're going to see if the new design, let's see if Google can come through. And you folks that are working for Google that are tuning in and listening, thank you. And I appreciate you, your I guess, the new thought process behind it all, because as I've always stated here on Auto World, that once a car manufacturer raises the bar on a product, or raises the bar on the ease of doing something, then the other car manufacturers had to keep up. And that's all for us. All of us that are listening, every one of us, and your friends that you're telling about the show right now. Stop texting and listen, because text your friend and tell them to tune into Auto World. Absolutely. But that, thanks, folks. They're working for Google. General Motors is changing their up. They're ditching the CarPlay from Apple.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Sounds like a little bit of mechanical organ jargon back in the shop door there, behind the, in the shop, yeah. Those guys talking like that behind the shop door. Hey, good to have you here with me. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. Good to have you along in the Greasy Garage studio. Got a little trivia question out there. Well, I'm just going to start it, and I'll answer it for you. What car company was the first to use a wind tunnel to test car designs? What car company was the first to use a wind tunnel to test car designs? It was Chrysler. Chrysler was the very first to put their car in a wind tunnel and turn that fan on and make that paint boil off with that wind. Put some sand in that wind and see how good that paint job really is, huh? Wind tunnel. Now it's... every car manufacturer uses a wind tunnel. Not only pointing as you're picturing in your dreams right now of that wind tunnel pointing air towards the front of the car, but folks, they actually do it all the way around the car and underneath the car. They do not want our cars to lift. Do you remember the highway speeds used to be 55 miles an hour, and now you're guilty. We're out here in Boise, Idaho area broadcasting live. Of course, I am, and the freeway speeds are 80 miles an hour. You do not want it to lift. So the wind tunnel works all the way around. It's a good thing. It really is. It's a great thing. It's time. Eddie, the engine emailer. He says it's time to go to the email bag. Eddie, thank you. Eddie, the engine emailer. He's hot. Oh, give me that email bag, please. I love reaching in there and seeing if I can find one. I love wrinkling up all the other emails for him, too. Sorry about that, Eddie. Okay, we got an email here on this Auto World, and it is, I can read it. Yes, okay. We've had a few that a lot of you do not want me to read on the air, and that's all you got to do is say, don't read it, Mark, but please help me anyway. And everyone gets a free, I've got a gift bag for you with some great detail products in it from Mothers and Meguiar's and Wash Drops and Solution Finish. And yeah, STP's even in there. Oh, yeah, a couple things. I always like to throw in another special extra thing, too. So that's why I always like to know what kind of make and model you're driving, so we can add to that little collection of goodies from all of us here. Just a little parting gift to say thank you. So this one I can read. Just let's get to it. It says right, oh, it's right here in Boise, Idaho. It's Adam. Hey, Mark, help. I've got this rattle that no one can seem to find. I've had it to two repair shops, spent money with both, and still have the same noise. Help! Where do I go from here? Question mark. Thanks, radio friend Adam in Boise. And that means that, Adam, you're listening on News Talk KBOI, AM 670, and also FM 93.1. Good to have you along. Shout out to you. Let's do a shout. There's our shout out horn. Woo! Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Shout out goes out to News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. Mountain Home, Idaho, Nampa, Caldwell, Idaho, Weezer, hello, Weezer, Star, Idaho, Eagle, Idaho, Meridian, and where Adam is, Boise, Idaho, where I'm sitting. Adam, I'm sorry to hear that you've got a rattle. I recommend that you basically grab that rattlesnake by the horns and pull it out of there. Well, you need a rattlesnake puller. You know, just, you need the stick with the rope around the darn thing so you can go around his head and don't kill him. We need those rattlesnakes out there to feed whatever else we've got out there in the desert that they eat them, you know. So anyway, you know, the circle of life. Adam, that rattle. Sorry you've had to spend money on that. Here's a couple tips. The repair person, the technician, not the service writer, not the person that's at the front desk, but the repair person needs to get in the vehicle with you. And you need to drive, not them. Put them in the passenger seat. Make those technicians ride shotgun with you while you're driving. Because you know your car, you know how, you know the speed, you know what and when to get the rattle to show up. Turning right or turning left. Going at his right speed to get the rattle. Get the rattle to show up for them. And at that point, you can look over at them and point at them if you'd like, and or just say, there it is, there it is, there it is. And at that point, that technician can open the window, the door, whatever they need to do, and say, oh, yeah, all that is the metal shield that's attached, spot welded, is attached and spot welded to the bottom of your catalytic converter, and the spot weld is broke loose, and all we need to do is pull it in at them and tack weld the shield back to the catalytic converter. That's what your rattle is, Adam. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Seriously, most of all of our cars and trucks out there, a rattle underneath the car, Adam? I don't know. You said you've had it to two repair shops. Okay, the rattle doesn't happen just sitting in the stall up on the lift at a repair shop. It happens going down the road. I'm just, you know, educated ASC certified master technician guess here. But more than likely, you've got exhaust shields that have been, oops, bent by hitting and going over bumps or whatever you might have gone over on that automobile. And you say you haven't gone over anything. Okay, but those spot welds do break loose. And that shield sits there and vibrates and rattles to the point that it just drives you nuts, doesn't it? You have to turn the radio up to hear me even more. So get the technician in the passenger seat, take a drive, and let them tell you that, in fact, that, or you can do this too, Adam. I don't know. Most cars are so low, though, darn it. You know, I don't want you getting hurt and getting stuck, and you can't get back out. But most of the shields on our exhaust systems do break loose after so many miles, and that's your rattle. So hopefully that is. Give me a follow-up, Adam. Please do. Hey, appreciate you listening to us right here on Auto World. Absolutely, on KBOI, News Talk, KBOI, AM 670, and also FM 93.1. Good to have you along, Adam. Appreciate it. And let's get these rattles fixed. Let me know, Adam. Let's do a little follow-up. In fact, folks, and Adam, by the way, send me an address if you would, and I can send you out and or I can hand deliver it to. I'd love to meet you in person since I'm in Boise right here in the Auto World Plaza. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my email address, as you know. Send me back an address and we'll meet up. And, hey, I can even probably look at that while I'm there, shaking your hand and saying hi. Get that darn thing fixed. A little bit of tack welding is fixed. Muffler shops. We've got Midas nationwide, too, folks. If you do have a rattle kind of like that, you can. They're not a sponsor. I'm just telling you that, you know, absolutely I want to help you. That Midas is one that is in most of our towns throughout. And just look for. I know that your parts stores, too, by the way, they do recommend different shops and, you know, repair shops, to training shops, to muffler shops. That's a good way of finding a repair person and or a muffler shop, too. Adam, send me back an address, and I'll get you some goodies sent out. We'll get that bad boy looking good and smelling good and all that. Real quick story. I do know back in the day, this was a long, long time ago, reminded me of the exhaust noise. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. That this gentleman had. Way back when I first started, he put his own exhaust system on his car, and he had a little toddler. And that little toddler was out with him at all times, and his son. And it was not me, by the way. It was a friend of mine. And he said he was telling me what he was doing. He's putting my own exhaust on, Mark, and all, and had my son out there with me. And I said, oh, that's awesome. Had it jacked up and got it all done and everything. Anyway, his toddler was out there with him, and he got the exhaust system up there, folks, and got it mounted and got it done and all that. And he took a test drive. And about a week later, he calls me and says, I got a really weird smell, Mark. I don't know what it is. I found a screwdriver, folks, inside the exhaust pipe that was melted. The heat melted the plastic of the screwdriver, causing the smell that he smelled. Is that a word? He smelt the smell of the plastic handle burning. And the only thing we could figure out that his little toddler son had was playing with dad's tools and grabbed the screwdriver and slid that screwdriver down into the exhaust pipe. And of course, he didn't know that because he was busy putting it up there and on there. So keep your eyes on your toddlers. Anyway, I thought that would be a fun story to share with you. Appreciate you joining me here on AutoWorld this hour. Hey, I look forward to you on the next hour. How to find it? GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.